Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
107.3 Kiss FM, Ricky Smalley Mornings, number one for R&B, the king of some media, Mel's on the MIC, and East Texas. Y'all been bugging me, y'all been on my back about when you gonna put on some local artists, when you gonna do this, when you gonna do that. Well, listen, I ain't been trying to put on local artists because a lot of y'all ain't stars, and I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all. A lot of y'all ain't stars. I'm looking for stars, people who are gonna stand out from the crowd and take East Texas to another level and beyond, and I met a young lady a few years back, maybe 1 or 2 years ago. She ran up on me. She ran up on me at Juneteenth. And ever since then, I've been keeping an eye on her career path and her arc. And I think she's about to become the next big thing here in East Texas in the world of R&B. Y'all give it up for Delisha J. How are you, darling?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Go ahead and speak up a little bit in that mic. I know you.
I'm doing well. I'm just grateful to be here.
Man. Know? I appreciate you coming through and giving us some of your time this evening. And look, I got to tell this story. I have got to tell this story on what happened on Juneteenth. Now, this was my first Juneteenth in Tyler. And you ran up on... Yeah, it was my first Juneteenth in Tyler. And it was I had only been with the station in Tyler for a couple of months. And you came to me at the Chicken Ranch. I'll never forget this. We was at the Chicken Ranch at that little event. And you ran up on me and you was like, yo, I need you to listen to something. And I was already annoyed. I'm going to keep it 100, which I'm annoyed because I get this all the time as a program director. People run up on you all the time saying, I want to hear, can you hear my music? Can you hear my music? But you ran up on me and I was annoyed at the moment, but I gave you the chance to listen and I listened and I enjoyed what I heard. And I knew something was special within you as far as a star and the path that you were going in. What motivated you to say, I got to take this shot and let this dude hear this?
Because you just have a knowing, you know, and I'm not going to say not all opportunities come back around, but in that moment, I'm like, we're in Tyler, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Right.
What else am I doing? I'm just standing here. You know, I'm with my family. Hey, go, you know, go take the opportunity. So.
Right. And you capitalize on the opportunity. Now, I don't recommend y'all do this like she did, because I'm going to get annoyed. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Don't run up on me like that. But at the same time, I really enjoyed the music that you had. Was any of that music that you have on this current EP, was that on that? Was that some of that stuff you played?
Yep, it was my rough drafts.
Okay. And from that point, what happened after that? Because I remember we had this conversation. I said, I like what I'm hearing. Keep me posted on what you got going on. I knew that there was something that you still had a development to go through. Take me through that development from this was like in 2021 when we met. Now we're in 2023. You're stepping out. You got Monday Morning the EP out right now. What take me through that process at least from that point on? What happened after that?
So, funny thing is, you told me that the mixes needed to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my starting point. I was like, okay, well, I need to find someone that knows what they're doing.
Okay.
So my first thing to do was I searched. I started looking around for an engineer who knew what he was doing. I started looking for a mastering engineer. And I just got my mind on quality, and I started to hear things a bit differently. Funny thing is, I recorded my tape the first time, and my engineer's laptop got stolen.
Mm.
So then we ended up recording it in a huge studio, and that's what you get today. So that was my first thing. It's like, okay, I can't go up to someone and ask them, hey, play this if it doesn't hit like it's supposed to.
Right.
So that was my first thing. I got out there and I found someone to help me get the quality that I needed. And from there, life just changed, you know? Started traveling, went through just my first little heartbreak, and it just propelled me to just be like, okay, go get your dreams. Like, you don't need to focus on anything but that. So now it's like 2023, I'm like, let's go.
No doubt. And once again, Delisha J has her EP out right now called Monday Morning. It's 9 songs, roughly 30 minutes of music. You're going to get to listen to it right now on our website at 1073kissfmtexas.com and also inside the Kiss app. And this project is phenomenal. Nothing but good rave reviews I've seen all across the board. Take me into the meaning of Monday morning and why Monday morning? Most people hate Mondays. most people hate Mondays. You one of the few people that I've met that because I like Mondays.
Yeah.
I like Mondays. You like Mondays, yeah, apparently. Why Monday morning for this EP title?
Well, because people hate it, right? So Monday morning is a reflection on your past weekend with your significant other or one of your potential significant others. And it's like, you know, you're thinking back on them and the great times that y'all had. And you're sitting at work and you're like, man, I really don't want to be here. I'd rather be with them.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday morning is a collection of those thoughts.
Wow. I mean, I think this is a phenomenal thought process into what you did. And now, take me into that thought process. Is this something, like you said, you had a heartbreak? What song? Let me ask you this. What song you wrote based off that heartbreak on this EP?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I didn't write a song based on it.
Uh-huh.
But it was like my subconscious was writing those songs. So the first song on my tape is called Wanted. And the lyrics are, all that I wanted you to be was the one that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I wasn't in my head like, oh, I'm going to, you know, break up with this person. We'd been together almost a decade.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, I didn't have that mindset, but apparently in the back of my mind, it was like, no, your time is coming, so this is what you're writing. And it came out like that. So I didn't write based on the heartbreak. It was just coming out naturally.
Right. I mean, that's rare that you hear that from songwriters that like yourself, that they usually base it off something, but you took it a different approach. Now, off that heartbreak, because I think this is a real touching point, because I think heartbreak is a real motivator. Would you agree with that?
1,000%. 1,000. It just puts you in the mindset of like, okay, it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want?
Right.
Okay. That's what you want, then go do it.
Right.
There's no excuse. You don't have anyone that's like next to you kind of like, hey, I don't want you to go here. There's no more like, I hate to use the word baggage, but there's just nothing holding you back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's like you just have, at this point, you're free agent. You go figure out where you want to go, you know?
Right, right. I think that's phenomenal. And plus, like I said, I know it's a real motivator. And a lot of the songs on here are really of a good vibe, a good quality mix, and I think it's a great album and a great EP. Take me into some of these songs. Let's go into Feel So Good. Tell me about that song.
Well, see, Feel So Good is that. It's the title, mm-hmm, literally.
Okay.
It's just you're in that moment with your person. It's like it feels blissful, you know? And you're just going back and forth and you're just like, wow, I didn't know it could feel this great just being with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what it is. It's like you really have to listen to it to get it.
Right.
But it's just a feel good song. Like you just feel it in your soul. It's nostalgic. It's everything that you remember, but it's in today's time.
No doubt. And Stroke. That one sound a little, ooh, little something.
It's a little sauce.
Tell me
it's
about
a little
that track.
Sauce. Honestly, I was just in my bag, just talking crazy.
Okay.
well, let me not say talking crazy. I was in my bag, just being me,
uh-huh,
and I felt like that was the first time on that tape that I'm being myself, like fully.
Right.
I'm just like going in, and I'm just like literally just letting it out of me. And Stroke is one of those ones.
So you seem like you seem happy with that one. You seem proud of yourself with that song.
I am. It's the bars come out. It's like, wait, you can rap? Like, absolutely. But I really sing, so this is what I do.
Okay.
So the lyrics just, they pierce on that song.
No doubt. No doubt. Put You On, of course, is the single.
Yes.
Why did you pick that one as your first single, as sort of your introduction to everyone?
Well, to be honest, it was chosen for me.
Okay. Okay.
I would play it. And I would see the reactions on people's faces. Like you can go in a studio with a lot of people that have done, you know, such and such, but they can't fake when they like a song.
Right.
No matter how cool they try to be, you see it come through their body. Mm-hmm. You just, you know. So it was kind of chosen for me, actually.
Okay. Because one of the things that I do admire about you and what you've been doing is you've been out here working. Like you
absolutely
really got, and that's why I say this is what's essential that I got you in here and talk to you about this is because the importance of getting out there and working. You're not afraid to get out there and go, you know, whether it's paid or not, to go.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I actually, and I'm not going to say who, but I heard that one of the artists who was one of the biggest artists in the world, they did 200 shows in 2018. Mm-hmm. He's one of the biggest artists in the world. What's my excuse? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's paid. If it's what you want, the money will come. I love to sing, and I love people to sing back to me. So I'm open. I want to do shows. I want to grab actual fans, touch actual people.
Which reminds me of a second story. About the second time I hung out with Delisha J at the Valley Blue. At the Valley Blues. We had the all-white party. Yep. And I can't remember what song you sung, but I do remember when you grabbed the mic and you started singing, everybody in that club just stopped what they were doing and gravitated towards the stage. Yep. How's that feel? What is that feeling like as someone who gets up on the stage and you just see the people just all instantly gravitate towards you?
It's almost indescribable, honestly.
Is it a validation?
Yes, it's a validation, but it's more so like you really are in this moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I compare it to, like, I bet LeBron James was amazing when he hits the game-winning shot or he gets a championship. To me, like, when people, because I've seen a lot of artists perform and they don't get that same pull. So it's like when I see that pull and those people come towards me, it's like, okay, they feel what I feel.
Right.
They see what I see in myself. So it's 1,000% of validation, but it's chills. It literally is chills.
I can imagine. Fell is one of the songs on the EP as well. Tell the folks about that song.
That was my love song. Even though this tape is R&B, that song, that is my actual love song on the tape. It's like, since we fell in love, it's all felt different. It's more than just words you said to me. Mm-hmm. The way that you cater to all my needs. So that was my actual love song. And it was just me, like, once again, my subconscious. Mm-hmm. My subconscious is like, thank you. You know, I go into the verse and it's like.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just straight up say, like, hey, you taught me. I can't knock you for anything that you've taught me in this relationship. Thank you. So, Fell is my love song and also kind of like my goodbye.
Okay.
You know, it's crazy to think about. Once again, the subconscious... It peaks through.
And that's what it do. That's what it is. And Fight Night, I just got done listening to that track with Mims, and I told him y'all need to probably consider that as your next single. Because from what I've heard, you guys get a lot of attention. A lot of folks have reacted positively to that song. Yes. Tell the folks about Fight Night real quick. I think we talked about it just now. Yeah. Didn't we just talk about that? Well, yeah. But a lot of people have been reacting positively to that song. Mm. Why you think that is?
It's the energy. It's just a... It's one of those songs that you know you can put on when you're driving. Mm-hmm. Every time you're driving. It doesn't matter if it's nighttime, daytime. You know you can just get in that mode, and it's calming. It feels good.
The song called Fight Night is calming.
Yeah, it's calming. Because it just puts you in that mindset. It's you know, like I kind of stated, it's a metaphor for boxing, you know, for adults.
Right.
So it's like it just puts you in that groove. It really feels good. No I mean, problem. They all feel good, but...
That one feels really good.
That one feels really good.
In mind. Tell the folks about that one real quick.
So In Mind was just me saying, hey, I know you need someone. Mm-hmm. So let me know. Like, just let me know. Like, be open with me. Be real with me. And we can really discuss this and see where this goes. But if you can't do that.
It is what it is.
You know, tell me what you got in mind. Let me know.
Look, that sounds like she's shooting her shot at you, fella.
You hear me?
What you got in mind?
Let me know.
Also, Make Love is number 8 on the EP. Now, why you say that? Now, you say your other stroke is your love song. Why? How come Make Love isn't your love song?
Because, it's a love song. It's just very sensual.
Okay.
The first line is, way we make love, I won't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a... It's not. I'm not gonna say it's a love song. It's more of a very sensual song. So
gotcha.
I'm not gonna forget this moment. I know you're not, but I'm definitely not. It's embedded in me.
Gotcha. And the final song, Wanting You. Tell me about that record as well.
Wanting you is just me being very straightforward.
Okay.
I say something about me, something about you makes me need it, uh-huh. you know? So it's me just putting it all on the table like, hey, okay, this is the last track on the song. I've been trying to tell you this whole time, get it together. Yeah. Now I'm like, okay, this is my last time to, hey,
man.
I want you.
Hey, man.
What we doing?
Hey, man. No, I think the way you sequence the album, and that's why I asked you to explain track by track, because the way I think sequencing is a lost art in music today. I think sequencing and putting the songs together to fit a vibe is something that's lost, and that's why I think this is a phenomenal EP, is because the way you sequenced it is a story. It still tells a story as far as your view on relationships and stuff like that. So basically, you telling me that you'd be willing to shoot your shot? No.
Right now, no.
Okay.
I maybe in the future, but right now, no.
Okay.
Because I feel like if they're confident enough to approach me, then that's a plus.
Now, we talked about that in the pre-interview, was your confidence.
Yeah.
Because you said when you first came and presented your music to me, you said you were lacking, the confidence wasn't there yet.
I wasn't there yet, yeah.
What, and like you said, the heartbreak and other things, so what evolved and made you get that confidence build up?
2022.
Okay.
2022, I did everything that I wanted to do.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I want to make six figures. Well, I did that.
Okay.
Knocked that out the way. I want to finish my tape. Okay, I knocked that out the way. I want to have a songwriting camp. I did a songwriting camp. So everything that I wanted to do in 2022, I did it.
Okay.
So it kind of put me in the mindset of, oh, you're ready.
Okay.
You get manifestation. You understand the favor that God has on you.
Absolutely.
So you know.
Absolutely.
It's time. So 2022 was a big game changer for me.
No doubt. And here we are in 2023. And like I said, it's fascinating to me, and I love how this has come full circle. Because like I said, from that moment, I don't know what it was, but I knew from that moment that I was going to see you again, and I was going to see you in another way, shape, or form, that with your music, that was going to be in a good thing. And when the music finally dropped, when this Monday Morning EP dropped, and he told me that it dropped, I said, she's ready. And mm-hmm. I think you're ready now. I think you're destined for big things in this industry. You got good people around you as well. But one of the things that we do want to talk about is the fact that you are out here working.
Yes.
I keep telling folks this.
Get into it.
You're working. You're doing a lot of work in the Dallas area.
Mm-hmm.
How has the reception been in that area, in the Dallas area?
It's been amazing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mm-hmm. Dallas is very welcoming. I've been having shows every week.
Right.
Just being very straightforward. I have a show, and then more people hit me up like, hey, please come perform. You know, hey, I want to do this with you. It just is very receptive to what I have going on, and they're loving the music.
No doubt.
They're loving it.
That's the best part.
You hear me?
It's that they loving the music.
They loving it.
So you got some upcoming dates here. You're going to be performing. They're actually going to be performing here in East Texas.
Yes.
For the folks who haven't had a chance to see her, let's go ahead and run down some of these dates. I know of one in March 11th in Tyler.
Yes.
Okay.
March 11th in Tyler. I have March the 2nd in Carrollton.
Okay.
I have March the 4th with Front Row Live in Dallas. And then I have Paris, Texas on March the 31st.
Okay. So you booked up all the way through March.
We not fully booked.
Not fully booked, but...
Hey, but we booked them.
Now, if folks want to get ahead and get their hands on the EP, how can folks get a listen to this?
They can listen anywhere they choose, from Apple to YouTube to Spotify, Audio Mac, wherever they choose.
Y'all got this on Tidal, right?
Absolutely, come on.
Okay, I'm just making sure y'all better have it on the Black Man streaming platform. I'm just going to say it right there. I'm a Tidal subscriber, so I need to make sure it's on my Tidal.
Absolutely.
All right, so it's on all the streaming platforms, and also you'll be able to listen to the Monday Morning EP on our website at 1073kissfmtexas.com and inside your Kiss app. Now, this is an EP.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be doing a full album?
When the time,
okay.
When it makes sense.
Okay.
I want to just keep working. If I need to put out another EP before I do an album, before I'm like, okay, I know who I am enough to give you an album. Mm. So of course, that's definitely the goal.
What's your future thoughts on what you're doing right now? Like, take me into your head as far as a plan, as far as what you, not to give everything out, but just a plan as far as what you seeing in the future.
Takeover. no, seriously, takeover. I see myself just slowly but surely taking over, doing opening for major artists, doing my own shows. I'm already headlining, so it's like I see myself by the end of this year doing sold out shows. Mm. Just period. I intend on touching the markets and just doing the legwork, and I just see myself. I want to be best new artist. That's what I want.
You don't want to win Best New Artist Grammy. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. You don't want to win that award. We won't get you another award. That. You don't want to win Best New Artist Grammy. It's cursed. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to remind you of that. Anyway, but at the same time, I'm so happy to see that you're out here. I'm so happy to see that you are stepping up and taking the lead. And that's why I truly believe that you're the next big thing in East Texas. Well, to come from East Texas. Let me put it like that. Because you're from here, right? You're born and raised here. Where you went to school at? You know that's important. What?
I'm born here by way of Dallas. So I'm born here in 903 for sure. But I end up going to school in Lancaster.
Okay, in Lancaster. Mm-hmm. So you're representing this area. And like I said, I truly believe that you have what's next to be the next big thing in this area as far as in R&B. Yep. But you say you got the bars too.
I do, but we gonna do it. We're going to do what's needed. We just want to make great music.
That's what it is. I think this is a phenomenal project. It's nine great songs, and I think I highly recommend that y'all give it a listen, especially if you're trying to check out some new R&B. This young lady has got it. Delisha J is her name. How the folks can follow you on social media if they get in contact with you?
Type in DelishiaJ on all.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Social media, so Twitter, Instagram. You can follow my Facebook page. Just tap in with me.
Please tap in with her because, again, she has a phenomenal project called Monday Morning. I think a lot of y'all ladies and y'all fellas will like it. I really do. I don't recommend no whack shit, so let's be clear on this. I don't recommend whack shit, and this is not whack. Not whack at all. So let's go ahead and get you let's go ahead and wrap this up. Let's wrap this up. We good on that. I think I had enough. We didn't talk for a good 20 minutes. Yeah, we didn't talk for a good 20 minutes. That's a good enough interview. That's a good enough interview for you, ma'am. That's a good enough interview. That's a good enough interview. Now, just playing. But once again, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for giving me some of your time. Super, super ecstatic about the future that you have. Like I said, I see it for you. I see stardom in your future. And please, once you blow up, please don't forget about us. That Young Males put you on first.
No, facts.
Young Males told you first. But like I said, I'm very proud of all the work that you've done. And congratulations on the EP.
Thank you.
And congratulations on everything that's about to come. Because like I said, I do see a strong future for you. And I see a lot of great things coming up in there in the future for you as far as with your music. And just keep pushing. Keep working.
Got to.
No doubt.
That's the only.
Yeah, because she got a new Jaguar. She got to pay for that damn thing.
You hear me? Big Jag.
She got Big Jag. You got to keep working out. but once again, Delisha, thank you so much for giving me some of your time. I really do appreciate it. And best of luck to everything that you got going on in the future. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.